In Nepal, this is the last day of the 13-day mourning period for victims of the earthquake. Nearly 8,000 people have died, according to officials. Many others remain without homes, living in tents and relying on international aid. And some in the country's rural areas don't even have that. Bishnu Adhikari is in Nepal's capital city of Kathmandu. He's director for the aid group Choice Humanitarian for Nepal. Bishnu, welcome to Here and Now.
It is my pleasure to be able to speak to you and to your audience.
Well, how are things now, today, 13 days after the earthquake?
Most of the rescue work in the Kathmandu Valley has been completed. Unfortunately, there are some areas where I think the rescuers have not been able to reach. They are so remote.
Still and now, they haven't been able to get there.
I think so. And there are some still on the temporary shelters because their homes have been flattened.
Are there still aftershocks happening?
Minor ones, yes.
Hmm. What do you see as the greatest needs at this point in Kathmandu?
Rebuilding. All the hospitals that are here filled with those injured, and the treatment process here, the medicine, the technology, the skill with the doctors. My assessment is not to the level where many lives can be saved.
How have the authorities responded to this disaster? How do you think the government there in Nepal has done?
I feel they were not very prepared for these kind of calamities and the extent of the calamities that we faced. And as a whole, the government is not that efficient in delivering public goods to them, to the people. So that's an unfortunate fact. And first 3 days, I didn't see much response. And obviously, those days were crucial. And after that, the people started coming together, and the authority took it seriously and did their part.
How are you feeling about the future of Nepal at this point? Do you feel, after all you've been through, and especially as you say, as things have gotten a little bit better, as more time has gone on and more of the things that you've needed have come in, are you feeling more hope or more despair or what?
I'm very positive about what the future will bring to this country and to the people here. There are many with gratitude that their lives have been spared, but there are many who are demoralized, shocked, and traumatized with the situation and see no hope in life. But life has to move on, and we have to work for something good out of this difficult situation.
Well, Bishnu, is there a moment that sticks with you or somebody that you've met over the last 2 weeks that really sticks in your mind as something that tells the story of what's just happened there in Nepal?
Many. I met a mother who were hiding under the tarp with three of her children. And she was so grateful with having nothing. Her house has been gone. Her husband is out somewhere outside the country. Everything gone virtually, but her family is intact. And she was with a smile in her face, said, "Yeah, we'll rebuild it. I'm happy that we are all safe."
Well, Bishnu Adhikari, director for the aid group Choice Humanitarian, joining us from Kathmandu, Nepal. Thank you so much, and best of luck as you continue to help people there.
Thank you so much for everybody. Please convey my thanks and regard for those who have donated and been part of this effort. Namaste.
We say namaste back to him.